El Chapo's trial and sentencing have not ended the brutality of Mexico's drug cartels. Often those who get in the way end up disappeared and killed. Mirna Nareda Medina lost her son to cartel violence a few years ago. She's also the founder of a group in her home state of Sinaloa dedicated to helping families recover the remains of missing loved ones. They call themselves Las Rastreadoras. It's a little difficult to translate, but the name implies literally raking the ground for evidence of human remains. And that is exactly what they do. Mirna shared her story with the world's Maria Elena Romero.
Roberto Corrales Medina era un joven con muchos sueños.
My son, Roberto Corrales Medina, was a young man with many dreams. He had a great desire to live. But one day, on July 14, 2014, a van came and took him away. I went to the authorities and I asked them to look for him, but I didn't get any answers. So when I left the police station, I promised Roberto that I was going to look for him until I found him. I started to search on my own, but little by little, other men and women joined me. They were supporting me, but they were also looking for their own relatives. We found Roberto 3 years after he went missing. When I saw the grave, I knew it was him. I cried, I laughed, I did a lot of things because I didn't know what to do. I also felt relieved because I finally found an answer. As mothers, deep inside us, we know our children are dead, but we still hope that they are out there, alive. There is a lot of uncertainty, not knowing if he's alive or if he's dead. Is he cold? Is he crying? Is he in pain?
Since Mirna found Roberto's remains 2 years ago, her group has located the bodies of more than 100 more victims, and they've posted a video of how they do their work to their Facebook page. You can see a group of women standing around an unmarked grave. They're in the desert, and it's really bright. The sun is beating down on them. Mirna stands in the middle, and she's shoveling, and she starts chanting, "Why are we looking for them?" The rest of the group answers, "Because we love them." The group uses really simple tools to find the bodies, such as shovels and pickaxes, but also this metal bar that they stick into the ground. They then pull it out and sniff it to see if they can smell any trace of decomposing remains. It is gruesome work, which Mirna says they do every week on Wednesdays and Sundays.
On search day, we meet at the office. We have coffee, and at 8:30 in the morning, we put the tools in the car and say a prayer. We have photographs of all the boys we are looking for and all the boys we have found. We ask those we have found to help us, to show us the way so we can find what we are looking for. And to those who are still missing, we ask them for a sign, to talk to us, to tell us where they are. Sometimes we find a body, sometimes we don't. But the feeling of well-being, that stays with you after you have gone out to search. And whether you find someone or not, that gives us comfort and strength. We as mothers of the disappeared ask those who have a missing family member to never give up. And also to have faith that one day we are going to find them. That is the promise that I have made, to search and find everyone who is missing.
Mirna Nareda Medina leads a group called Las Rastreadoras in Sinaloa, Mexico. They're dedicated to helping families find the bodies of loved ones killed by drug cartel violence. Mirna shared her story with the world's Maria Elena Romero.